Yet another reminder of how vulnerable our personal information can be. Online shoe seller Zappos.com says a hacker may have accessed the personal information of up to 24 million customers, but credit card and payment information was not stolen.
Well, joining us now, Larry Magid, CBS and CNET technology consultant. Larry, if they didn't get credit card information, what kind of information did these guys get?
Well, they got your encrypted password. The good news is they are encrypted, so it'll be difficult for somebody to actually get the passwords, but that's an issue. They got home address, a billing address, physical addresses, as well as email addresses, and, of course, names. So there's certainly a privacy issue, somewhat of a security issue, and, of course, the Zappos folks immediately told everybody to change their password.
What steps should anybody take besides changing their password? Anything?
Well, one piece of good advice in general is to have a different password for every site you go to. I know that's a burden, but I actually have a relatively simple way to do that. What you do is you make up a password or two, and then you vary it a little bit for each site you go to. So maybe if it's your Zappos account, you add a ZP or something like that to the beginning or the end. And you use a phrase like something like, I met Sally Smith in 81. The I and the SS would be uppercase. All the proper nouns are uppercase. Add a couple of characters and maybe a symbol. You've got a secure password that you can remember.
Would you worry about buying shoes at Zappos right now?
Not particularly, no. In fact, I do buy shoes from Zappos. Only thing, I'd make sure that I have a different password the next time I go on.
How pervasive is hacking? I mean, we do these stories periodically, mm-hmm. but does it happen even more often than we know?
There are attempts taking place constantly. There is a lot of break-ins, but most of them are minor. They don't make the news. But when it happens to 24 million people, which is the case of Zappos, then obviously it's a big story. But sure, there's always hack attacks. We've heard about these anonymous attacks, which are more hacktivism, motivated out of ideology or politics. This one was probably motivated out of financial gain. Or it could possibly be somebody who just doesn't like Zappos. Maybe their shoes didn't fit. Not quite sure. But whatever it was a crime. And unfortunately, there are innocent victims. Even if you're not associated with Zappos as an employee or a stockholder, if you're a customer, you're affected.
All right. Thanks so much, Larry. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Larry Magid, CBS and CNET technology consultant.